We started to talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis and about the controversy as to whether or not one should actually make a bracha on the talis katan. A often, fairly frequently asked question is, what about a person who in the middle of the day takes off their talis or takes off their tzitzis? What is the status of them with regard to the bracha? We know that when one is in the middle of the engagement in a mitzvah, you obviously have to recite a bracha before you begin to perform the mitzvah, but if it's a elongated mitzvah and you're a mafsik in the middle, you have to make a new bracha. Obviously, if your mitzvah is not complete and you stop in the middle for some reason, you have to make a bracha once again. So the question here is, if a person puts on, let's say, a talis when you come to shul in the morning, then for whatever reason you need to go outside in the middle of davening, something comes up, so you leave your talis behind in the shul, and then you come back to put it back on as you finish davening later on. This happens fairly often, so the question is, whether one recites a bracha or perhaps you already recited a bracha when you first put it on, and that should count even when you have some sort of hepsik in the middle. So we look in Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchus Tzitzis, in Simon Ches, very beginning of our Chaim, where he writes the following, in Pasha Taliso, if somebody removes their talis, afilu hayadaito lachzar ulehisatef bo miyad, writes the Shulchan Aruch, even if a person takes off the talis, and they have in mind to come back immediately. You go to the bathroom, and now you plan to come back right away, 2 minutes later. Still, says the Shulchan Aruch, tzarech levarech kesheyachzor v'yis'atef bo. The Shulchan Aruch rules that we have an obligation to put the talis back on, and to recite a new bracha when doing so, because you had some sort of hepsik in between the first time you made the bracha, and now putting on the talis later on after you have left. Says the Rama, not so fast. We're not willing to accept that ruling, and the Rama says he doesn't think that that is the case, lahalacha. Writes the Rama, yesh omrim she'im avarchim em hayadaito lachzar ulehisatef bo. Number one, says the Rama, there are those who disagree with the Beis Yosef and say that as long as you had in mind to come back and put on the talis once again, there's no reason to make a bracha later on when you put it back on. But let's say, for example, somebody takes off the talis and leaves for the day, then you come back from mincha and they're looking for a chazan and you happen to pull out your talis and put it on again. Look, you had no kavan in the morning at all to put on your talis once again. For sure, says the Rama, I agree that a bracha would have to be recited then. But if a person leaves the shul and they have in mind, daito lachzor, you have in mind to come back right away and put it back on, that would not be a problem, and the bracha that you recited on the outset of the mitzvah would be good enough to count even later on. V'yesh omrim, then the Rama quotes yet a third opinion here, davka kishen nishar alav talis katan, maybe this is only the case when you're still wearing a talis katan, meaning, I took off my talis gadol, I went outside to the bathroom, all the while I was still wearing a talis katan, so therefore when I come back, I have a right to put on the talis gadol once again without reciting a bracha. But if for whatever reason somebody was not wearing a talis gadol or a talis katan at all, then says the Rama, perhaps you would have to recite a bracha even when leaving very briefly and you plan to come right back. So we have on the face level a basic disagreement between the Beis Yosef and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef writes that any time a person takes off a talis and wants, even if you want to come back later and put it on again, you have to recite a new bracha. Why? Because it's a hefsik. In the middle of the mitzvah that you're performing, you have made some sort of interruption, and therefore a new bracha would be required. You would not be able to base yourself off of the first bracha that was recited. However, says the Rama, not so clearly. The Rama says perhaps if you had in mind from the outset to take it off, that wouldn't be a problem. Or, says the Rama, maybe the reason why it's not a problem is because you are wearing a talis katan and therefore you are covered even while you walk outside and no longer wear your talis gadol. The Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, all the major commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, write clearly that our minhag is that even if a person leaves the shul, we Ashkenazim generally follow the Rama, and therefore they write that even if a person leaves the shul and has in mind to come back and put it back on again, but you're not wearing a talis katan, for whatever reason, we have the practice that we do not recite a new bracha when you come back and put on the talis gadol, because we assume that the Rama's ruling is correct. We assume that as long as when you took it off, you had in mind to come back immediately afterward and put it back on, that would not pose a problem, and therefore we assume no new bracha would be required. The Beis Yosef brings a proof to his position. The Beis Yosef, again, was of the position that once a person takes it off, you've lost your mitzvah, you made a hefsik, and you have an obligation to make a new bracha immediately when coming back. Writes the Beis Yosef, I have a proof to my version of the story. Why? We have a Gemara Mesechas Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about an individual on Sukkis when you have the mitzvah of Sukkah. So says the Gemara, every time you go into the Gemara, there's talking about Sukkah, but then it gets into a whole bunch of other tangents. So the Gemara says the following, Kol pam shenichnas the beis hakisei, every time somebody goes in to use the washroom, mashi yadeh, you have to wash your hands afterward, that we all know, umivarech ala tefillin. They used to have the practice to wear tefillin all day long. So obviously you can't wear your tefillin into the bathroom. So the Gemara says clearly in Maseches Sukkah, when you go into the bathroom, after you're finished, you have to wash your hands and then put on your tefillin once again after you come out. And a bracha must be recited when putting the tefillin back on. Says the Beis Yosef, even though when I went in and I knew I was only going to be there for 3 minutes, I took my tefillin off and I had kavana, I was going to come back out right away and put them back on. Yet the Gemara says clearly, you have an obligation to put the tefillin back on and to recite a new bracha. Don't you see, says the Beis Yosef, that when you're in the middle of a long mitzvah, even though you made a bracha at the beginning of the mitzvah, that would not count. As if you have some sort of hefsek in the middle, you would have to make a new bracha when you continue the mitzvah later on. Seems like a very clear proof. And from here the Beis Yosef writes, it makes sense that the same rule that applies by tefillin also would apply equally by talis as well, and that's where he develops his opinion from. The Rama rejects that proof, and he says, you cannot prove from the story that the Gemara has by tefillin to the halacha by talis. Why? What's the distinction? A very obvious one. Says the Rama, when it comes to tefillin, it is usur, it is forbidden for a person to wear the tefillin inside of a beis hakisei. And therefore, since you are not allowed to wear them in there, we assume that's a real hefsik, and since you have taken them off and you have interrupted in the middle of your mitzvah, therefore we assume you must now make a new bracha to put them back on. However, writes the Rama, when it comes to a talis, there's no real prohibition to wear a talis in the Beis HaKisei. There's no real prohibition to do so. And therefore he says, since there's no real prohibition to do so, therefore we would assume if a person decides, chooses to take it off before going in out of respect to the talis, there would be no reason to make a new bracha when coming out because that was covered by the bracha that you made before. That's the argument made by the Darkei Moshe, by the Rama, and that's why he suggests his opinion that we have a right to rely on the original bracha that was recited. We do have a very interesting chiddush that one of the Rishonim writes in Maseches Sukkah, where he writes the following, that there was one of the Rishonim who said, the Meiri quotes some of the Rishonim, Yesh mi shehifriz al midaso lachadish. Hifriz al midaso, I don't know how you say it in English. It means somebody who went inappropriately extended a halacha that the Gemara says to another case that the Gemara does not explicitly state. What is he referring to? He says,
to act with temerity is the correct way to translate it.
Okay. To act with temerity. So somebody went along and extended what the Gemara said. What was that? Says the Meiri. One of the Rishonim wanted to say that based on the Gemara's principle by tefillin, that somebody goes into the Beis HaKisei and takes the tefillin off, has to make a new bracha when they come back. He says there was those who wanted to say, Kol sheyotze min hasukkah. Imagine you go into your sukkah. I assume most of us don't bring all of the courses into the sukkah right at the beginning of the meal. We sit down, we make kiddush, then we make hamotzi, then we go outside to get the next course, then we come back, keep going back and forth. Can you imagine, says the Meiri, somebody wanted to argue that you have made a number of hefsekim in the middle of your mitzvah, yeshiva sukkah. And therefore there were those Rishonim who wanted to argue the same way by tefillin. When you come back and put the tefillin on, you have to make a bracha. Writes the Meiri, there were those Rishonim who said, every time you walk out of your sukkah, even if it's daito lachzer, even if you have in mind to come right back immediately with the next course, you have to make a new bracha when you sit down because you're being mopsik in the middle of a mitzvah. That's the psak that the Meiri quotes from some Rishonim, and he says, hifris alamida, that's a major mistake. You cannot compare the case by tefillin to the case by mitzvah sukkah. The Meiri writes that once a person leaves the sukkah, you don't consider that a hefsik, you don't say it's a hesach hadas. This is clearly what I'm trying to do. The reason why I'm leaving the sukkah is because I need to go get the next course. Obviously, I had in mind that I'm going to come back immediately right away, and therefore he says he thinks that would be an inappropriate application to assume that a person would have to make a bracha once again. Now, the Darkei Moshe and all those who agreed with him that even though you're leaving the sukkah and you're planning to come right back, even though you're leaving your talus and you plan to come right back, you don't have to recite a new bracha. They really have what to rely on because the Rishonim in Maseches Brachos seem to indicate that very clearly. Tosus on the Daf in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chav Beis, writes the following story. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, Hayomid b'tfila, someone's in the middle of davening on a regular day. Umayim shosus in al birkav, and you have an urge, you have to use the Beis HaKisei. Says the Gemara, you stop in the middle of davening, you do whatever you have to do, and you go back to daven once again where you were up to. Ask the Gemara, it's very nice, but Lehechan Chozer, let's say I'm in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and I stopped right in the middle of davening, I feel that I have to excuse myself. Now the Gemara says you come back. What do you mean you come back? You left off right in the middle of a bracha. You just pick up right where you left off? Or do you have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shemona Esrei? Also, a very relevant question. Happens every so often. So says the Gemara, this is a discussion, this is a dispute between Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. Chad Amar Choza L'Rosh, one of the Amoraim said you have to go all the way back to Shemona Esrei. Once you made a hefsek in the middle, you cannot just pick up where you left off. You have to start over the entire Shemona Esrei and go through the whole thing as one unit. V'chad amar l'makam shepasak. And one says, no, you just return back to the middle of Shemona Esrei, wherever you left off. That's where you have to pick up with. There's no reason to go back to the beginning. Everything would be a bracha levatala. Says the Gemara, we have a compromised position that we accept. If it was just a short hefsek, if you just left for a minute or two and then you came back, then you just pick up where you left off. However, says the Gemara, Shaha k'dei ligmar es kula. What if I left and it was out for so long that I could have finished the entire Shemona Esrei from beginning to end in that time that I left? I went on a Hatzalah call and I come back after a half an hour that I left. What are you going to tell me? I should pick up in the middle of Baruch Aleinu where I left off? There's no connection between the Shemona Esrei that I daven until that point and where I'm picking up now. If I leave for 2 minutes, I hear there's an emergency in the hallway, then I come right back in. So you pick up where you left off. But if Shakidei Ligmar Eskula, now again, for everybody that means something else. For some people, Shakidei Ligmar Eskula is 2 minutes. Shemona Esrei on a regular day takes them 2 minutes. For other people, Shakidei Ligmar Eskula means 7-8 minutes. Everybody has their own way of figuring out how long that is. But says the Gemara, Shakidei Ligmar Eskula, if you waited enough time and you were mafsik with enough of a hefsik that you could have davened the entire Shemona Esrei, says the Gemara, that's when we assume that you have to go back to the beginning, and you have to start the Shemona Esrei once again. As Tosas Akasha, let's say you have a person who's in the middle of the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar, and you hear 9 tkiyos, which is the minimum that you have to hear, and then the person, for whatever reason, has some sort of hefsik, you go on a Hatzalah call, then you come back. Says the Tosas, it seems the Gemara tells us that you don't have to go back and make another bracha. Even though you waited enough time that you could have done all the tkiyos, we still assume you don't have to go back and make a bracha. Why? Why should that be different than the mitzvah of tefillah, where a person who has an emergency in the middle is allowed to step out and has no problem coming back in? Says the Tosas as follows: Va'omer hasar mikutzi, the yesh tachalek, the shiny yacha de'ein roi likros. Over here in our case, when a person goes out to relieve themselves, it would be impossible for you to daven at that time. And therefore we assume if you wait long enough, then you have to go back and start the Shemona Esrei once again. That is the way the Tosas answers the question. And therefore he says we would assume that is the distinction. A person who walks out in the middle of Tkiyas Shofar doesn't have to make a new bracha because you could have heard the shofar outside, you could hear the shofar inside. There's nothing that would have stopped you. But over here where a person leaves in the middle of davening to do something in which that situation that they find themselves in would have precluded them from davening, then we assume that Shakidei Ligmar Eskula, you have to go back once again and make another bracha, which again seems to be the distinction between the way the Ramah says it. If a person just quickly leaves the shul and then they plan to come right back, so the Ramah says there's a major difference between the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of talis. Once again, the Gemara says when you take your tefillin off, you have to make a bracha once again. Says the Ramah, the reason why is because it's usher for you to wear the tefillin in the Beis HaKiseh. However, writes the Ramah, since you would be allowed to wear your talis in the Beis HaKiseh, therefore, even if a person takes it off, there would be no requirement for a bracha to be made once again when you come back afterward. Now, it's interesting to note, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, that although the Beis Yosef suggests, and he paskins la halacha, that when a person takes the talis off, a bracha always must be recited once again when you come back, even if it was daita lachzar, that's the position of the Shulchan Aruch, which seemingly should be the position of the Svardim, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, originally in his yeshiva in Kol Torah, he used to have Talmidim who were Svardim. Generally, you have to tell a Svardi the psak of their poskim, which is the Shulchan Aruch. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, over the years he realized that that psak is not mekubal at all, even by the Svardim. Even the Svardish Achronim disagreed with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore in later years he said that when he had even a Svardi Talmud who used to give his talis to somebody else, and in Eretz Yisrael it comes up all the time, you have a Kohen, they duchen every day, so you have a Kohen, many of the single boys in the yeshiva, Many of the Ashkenazim who were Kohanim didn't have their own talis, and they used to go to a Svardi, take his talis, and give it back to him. Said of Shlomo Zalman, can you imagine? Every day after Birchas Kohanim, after Chazaras HaShatz, the Svardi has to make a new bracha on his talis based on the psak of the Mechaber. So the Reb Shlomo Zalman said that he realized at a later age that this is not the appropriate psak even for the Svardim. And he said that he found that most of the Gedolei HaSvardim don't even accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch himself, and therefore he said both Ashkenazim and Svardim have the general practice, which is that even if you're going to leave the room, but it's Daito Lach, so you plan to come back within a reasonable amount of time, we would assume that a new bracha would not have to be recited, and even though the Shulchan Aruch says not so, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion was not even accepted as far as the Svardim community goes either. Reb Hanani ben Akasha Omer.